Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, I didn't tell you guys this. Maybe I did. But about a few months ago, I pulled into a parking lot, and there was a woman kind of standing looking at the car. And as I get out, and I go, what, did I hit anything? I mean, I was just, and she's like, yeah. I'm like, I did? I don't remember hitting anything. I mean, I got in and whatever. And then she shows me that there was like a little something on the car, and I'm like, okay, but I didn't, did I? No, I mean, I pulled in, I didn't hear anything, I didn't, what? So all of a sudden she's like, I need your driver's license and I need your insurance card. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm giving her my cell phone and she's taking a picture of my driver's license, and I go, whoa, wait a second here, wait. Hold on a second. No. She's like, it's illegal. You'll have to give me your insurance card and your ID. So I decide to call the police. Now, I think where I live, the police don't come anymore to these accidents, because the police are busy. I mean, they got, you know, crimes and murders and, you know, domestic disturbances and, you know, violent crimes to deal with. And I totally get that. But then I decide that something's up, so I'm going to take a picture of her driver's license. She gets into her car and she starts to drive backwards to me. And I'm like, okay, this is some crazy stuff, because what she did is she decides to park her car and trap my Jeep. I'm like, this is kind of kooky. This is, something's not right. So I call the police and I say, look, I got a woman that just tried to run over me. I have a kid who, from what I understand, is on the lacrosse field in pain. I have another kid with me. Something's not right here. I need some help. So they come out. And they're like, look, if it's an accident, you need to give your driver's license an ID. I go, but there's no accident. All right? Something's not right. I don't want, she has a picture. He goes, you took a picture of her driver's license? And the woman goes, yeah. And that's when they knew something was fishy. Well, apparently staged crashes or these scams are a pretty common thing. Apparently, a man in Las Vegas has pleaded guilty to defrauding insurance companies for more than $10,000. A Martin Curiel Guerra was charged with one count of multiple transactions involving fraud or deceit. Apparently, with a co-defendant, they staged three car crashes as the driver and enabled co-conspirators to make false insurance claims in order to defraud car insurance companies. So I guess to stage a car crash, drivers position themselves carefully to create collisions with unexpected drivers. The driver will then claim to have sustained injuries, knowing it's difficult to disprove. The charge of fraud or deceit holds potentially 20 years in prison and up to a fine of $10,000. Insurance fraud may lead up to 4 years in prison and a fine of up to $5,000. We're seeing staged car crashes on the rise. I didn't even hit some. It wasn't even a crash. But she was accusing me of a dent in her car from me. Now, I know some of you guys do dent people's cars, and you're like, that's not me. Okay, we're talking about a different situation. We're also talking about a situation where it was just very odd on how she was taking pictures of, you know, my life. It just, the whole thing was fishy. So, apparently, these are different types of accident scams. Okay, one, you got the T-bone accident. So the scam artist will wait for your car to proceed through an intersection. Then he will jam the gas pedal and T-bone your vehicle. When the police arrive, phony witnesses, I guess, are there that claim you were the one that ran the stop sign. So they already have all this in play. I guess they call them shady helpers or whatever. Another scam is the wave. The other driver sees your attempt to switch lanes and subsequently waves you ahead. As you attempt to maneuver into the lane, he accelerates, causing a collision. And then when the police arrive, he denies ever giving you the courtesy wave to go ahead. All right. A dual turn sideswipe. I'm getting this from the DMV. A driver in the outer lane of the dual turn rams into you if you go even the slightest bit out of the inner lane as the two of you are making turns, or he'll just drive into your lane and swipe you. Quote unquote, witnesses standing there corroborate the story. Of course, the brake slam, very, very famous. Someone's in front of you, they just slam on the brakes. You hit them because you hit them from behind. You're the one at fault. And then a swoop and stop. A car will suddenly pull in front of yours and stop. Another vehicle will simultaneously pull alongside your car, preventing you from swerving. And now here you are stuck in an accident. This is some pretty scary stuff. All right? And, you know, you have insurance, so they're the ones that pay for the, you know, quote-unquote injuries that the other person claims they have, etc. But, I mean, you could be hurt, you know, seriously. Or if this goes wrong and it jumps the curb, they say there's also towing scams. You've been in an accident, now you need a tow. Don't let your guard down. If a tow truck appears before you even have a chance to call for assistance, obviously that is a huge red flag. So how to avoid scams, okay? Sometimes they are looking for luxury vehicles or new cars. Luckily, my cars always get pretty muddy and dirty because we off-road it. That's not a bad idea. It's kind of ugly looking, all right? Having kind of an inexpensive looking car will make you less of a target. If you have a work vehicle or a big rig, you are kind of a target because apparently they know that there's more lucrative insurance companies and less of a fight. Women and older adults also seem to be, easier targets. So you have to be careful. So what do you do? Okay. Well, you want to, you know, take a picture, take a lot of pictures. Okay. Get the driver's license number, vehicle registration, car insurance, name, address, phone number, et cetera, height and weight, et cetera. And then if you think it was staged, you call the police. All right. You know, you don't want to mess around. But it, you know, it's so frustrating when, you know, you've seen this. You know, so like, how do you tell if this accident was staged or not? Any of those, a car coming out of nowhere, and then a pressure. Like, if you get pressure to, like, you know, or, well, the big sign is you got somebody lying about what happened. You're like, who the hell are you? That, to me, is fate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, oh boy, we've got a lot to talk about today. I don't know where to start. All right. Okay. Aphrodisiacs, okay? Do they really, really work? You know, sex drive drops. Everybody says eat some oysters. My husband's like that. You want to go out to eat tonight? Yeah, you know, want to go to Outback? He's like, no. Let's go eat some oysters. Oysters. Why would you bring that? I don't know. Just, I think you'd like to eat, you know, some oysters. Why? You know what? I should be lucky. I mean, at least he wants to sleep with me. I mean, nobody else wants to sleep with me. I mean, at least my husband does. I mean, you know, I remember growing up, nobody wanted to date me. I would throw it at guys, and now they didn't want it. So I guess Dr. Michael Krykman, Executive Director of the Southern California for Sexual Health, explained to, I guess, Health, which is a news magazine, they say people are frequently on the hunt for natural solutions like foods or herbal products to make sex more fun. There's horny goat weed, oysters, chocolate. So he decides to take a look and see what actually makes us horny. Right? Which, by the way, that already is enough to put me out of the mood. I can't stand that. Are you horny? No. I mean, you know, do you think I am your love, stud muffin? No. Again, turn off. Let's find out. Dr. Krykman and his co-author decided to look at any and all published research on the subject of aphrodisiacs. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, in the name of science. Thank you. Looking at 50 previous studies that examine the effects of various food, herbs, and commercially available supplements. Their analysis was published this month in the journal Sexual Medicine Reviews, and they found that oysters and chocolate probably do not help. Oh, sorry, I had to plug in my phone. All right, so fine by me, because I'm not eating. I mean, chocolate, I eat chocolate all day long. So I could tell you right now it doesn't work, because otherwise I'd just be always thinking about sex, and I don't. I think about chocolate. They say these foods contain ingredients that are important for healthy sexual function, like has zinc, serotonin is in oysters, caffeine, cannabinoid-like fatty acids in chocolate. No critical clinical trials have shown that they actually improve sex drive or performance. Saw palmetto is supposed to be an aphrodisiac. Wild yam, rhinoceros horn. I mean, maybe it's phallic in image, but still nothing that would. Horny goat weed, again, no evidence. Okay, so let me see what they found. Sorry about this. I'm having computer issues here. They say among the things that had early but promising data was vegetable root maca. Okay, again, not stimulating for me. The herbs ginseng, ginkgo biloba, and tribulus terrestris. Did you guys know? Are you guys popping tribulus terrestris? Ginseng, for example, was shown to be effective in treating erectile dysfunction. Oh, that's pretty good. Zestra feminine arousal oil is essentially lube with a mixture of botanical ingredients, including primrose oil, angelica root extract. It also appeared to have benefit with some women who were having trouble staying aroused. Hold on a second. I got a search. One of you emailed me on Gwyneth Paltrow and vaginal steaming. I mean, what are you guys doing to your lilies out there? I don't understand this. It's called, I'm going to have to look that up. I mean, as a doctor, I would say, please don't put anything hot or boiling near your lilies. I mean, that's very dangerous. So they say many natural remedies may offer you a boost, but you have to be careful buying them in supplement form. The U.S. FDA doesn't test or approve supplements with the same rigor as other products. I should hope not. The last thing I want to do is imagine a government worker rigorously testing a lube for aphrodisiac potential. I do not need that image, and I do not want my taxpaying dollars going to that. A 2013 study published in the same journal looked at natural supplements claiming to help erectile dysfunction and found that 74 of 91 products tested were spiked with pharmaceutical ingredients like Viagra. Now, you got to be very careful because let's say you have a heart condition and you're taking nitrites, all right, and, nitroglycerin, There's sublingual nitro, different supplements that we use for angina. You cannot, it could be deadly that you're taking supplements that have Viagra. They say probably the most important findings was that, for example, there was mad honey. It's called mad honey. It's a type of honey made from the nectar of the rhododendron plant. The author cited a case study of a married couple. They both suffered heart attacks after eating it over the course of a week. Yeah, you know, all right, we'll move on, and then I'll tell you what I think, you know, we all should be doing for our sex drives. I know, yeah, one, don't listen to my show. I understand that my voice and my show really is a turnoff. A lot of you guys listen to my show at night on KBWN, 720 a.m. in the southwest part of the United States. Many of you guys are not having sex as a result. So I'm not saying turn off my show, but maybe have sex before the show comes on. They say if you ingest Spanish fly, which is made of beetle remains, it has been associated with burning of the mouth and throat and inflammation of the urinary tract. These ingredients need to be avoided. Now, sexuality is very, very complex. So when I hear that married couples are trying to eat, okay, a ingredient to increase their sex drive, we really need to figure out what's going on. And you know, if I hear that a newly married couple is having issues, one of the first things I evaluate is if one of them is gay. There are so many couples out there where they've been denying their true sexuality and they have been trying to live a life that they think would be sociologically more acceptable than being gay. And you see a lot of couples where the sex is not good as a result. All right, back to me and my husband. very, very rigorous, vigorous first year. All right? Very. And then, no, I don't think I got pregnant. Yes, I did. I decided to get pregnant right away. No? Yeah. No, rigorous first year, but I was on call. That's what happened. Okay, I'm trying to think back. Sorry, I'm trying to think back what my sex drive was and the whole Lily situation. I definitely didn't have to steam it. No, it's not too much information. I think it helps you guys to know what happens in my personal bedroom. That was another problem. We didn't have sex a lot in the bedroom. There was some, you know, kitchen counter action. There was some apartment stairway. There was even a behind the garbage bin, you know, and that kind of stuff. It does. I mean, you know, after you kind of bruise up or you get ants that start to invade your hair or your ear in the process, it kind of ruins the mood. But I was in residency and we had back-to-back 36-hour shifts. So my husband said we had a lot of sex, a lot more sex than I remember. But when you're that sleep deprived, you have amnesia. So I guess I would come home from my shift and I would be like, dun, 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 dun. And then I guess I would fall asleep and I wouldn't even remember. I was that exhausted. And my husband's like, I was good. I'm like, all right, I believe you. And, you know, you were just so tired, but I was awake. I mean, I was conscious. And so I don't really remember most of residency sex. Then I get pregnant. And then, of course, it changes because I don't want him to see me naked anymore because I'm pregnant. And then, you know, yeah, we still had sex when I was pregnant because, I mean, you know, you're bored. And then, you know, it starts to change after that. So, did I take any aphrodisiacs? No. Does testosterone, estrogen help? Maybe, you know, a lot of you guys that take Viagra, it's actually more of a testosterone issue, which we're also going to talk about later in the show. But I think also a big thing is you got to get the mother-in-law out of the house. All right. A lot of times you guys get married or you get together and the family wants to come and the family wants to stay with you. No. When we come back, we'll talk about why are people steaming their vaginas? Oh, Lord have mercy. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you enjoying the Dr. Dahlia Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Dr. Dahlia Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/Dahlia. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/Dahlia. That's gcnlive.com/Dahlia. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I want to be cool. I want to be popular, all right? You know, in high school, you would do, right, what everybody else was doing. You know, in high school in the 80s, you would have those feather things you would clip in your hair. I did that. I would chew Bubblicious gum in class. I had Smurf stickers on my notebook. E.T. was stupid. I did not like E.T. Although I did have a crush on older brother.
Why would put Chiquita Banana? You know, I am a Chiquita Banana. The Chiquita Banana had these cool stickers. So you would collect Chiquita Banana stickers. What else did you do in the 80s? You'd wear white jeans and then have your period, unfortunately, all over them. That was not good. A lot of Nike, Guess. I couldn't afford Guess jeans. So I wore the generic ones that had a triangle on it. And Union Bay, I liked Union Bay jeans. Those were good-looking jeans. And I think that was about it in the 80s. And then you wore bright colors. Right? And so, you know, here I am, you know, it's 2015, and I want to be cool. So I like to look up and see what are the in vogue things to do so I could say I do it and look just as cool. Unfortunately, I don't know if I could jump in on this one. One of the most popular new trends now in the United States is vaginal steaming. And it is being offered through spas and holistic health centers from L.A. to New York. And it's supposed to address a variety of health issues. This is being reported by naturalnews.com. It is technically not new, has been used in ancient medicine for centuries. It is reemerging, all right, in the United States and is known as chai yolk in Korea and bahos in Central and South America. So it is like a medicinal herbal steam facial for the Lily, okay? I don't want to say vagina all the time on air just in case the FCC doesn't like it. Typically, they are done a day or two after a woman has had her period. I should hope so because I'd hate to see the splatter. In order to detox and heal any imbalances of the vagina, cervix, and uterus. Maybe I should look at this because my uterus, vagina, and cervix are so imbalanced, I fall to the side. When I get up out of my chair, I fall because it's all crooked. Vaginal steaming is also known to ease anxiety in women, as well as tackle several health issues. Oh, my gosh, where do I sign up? So it helps irregular and painful periods, they say. It helps vaginal cysts, infertility, bladder and yeast infections, hemorrhoids, uterine fibroids, and scarring from childbirth, hysterectomies, and laparoscopies. I have an episiotomy scar that my big-headed kids made. When they tore through, maybe I should, like Tom put it, put an iron. What did you say? Use a clothing iron for your...
Oh, no. It just sounds painful. Like any part of steaming, anytime I hear about steaming, I'm just like, that just... It's an iron. I would never use an iron on any genitalia, ever.
Unless you starch it first. You got to starch it first.
It'll never not be rigid.
Some are self-starched. All right. Awesome. Okay, so does vaginal steaming work? According to Natural News, vaginal steaming in Chinese medicine is used to relieve stagnation and coldness in the body. Don't let my husband find out about this because he thinks I'm stagnant sometimes. And in Eastern medicine in general, it's used to dilate the blood vessels, increase blood circulation, provide oxygenation, and relax the pelvic floor muscles. Look, if I want to oxygenate my Lily, I got oxygen tanks in the office. I could just shove a nasal cannula up in there. I should be fine. Other ways it improves health depends on the herbs that are used and the healing properties each herb brings to the table. Now, what type of herbs are being used? Well, go into your kitchen. You could put mugwort up in there, basil, calendula, oregano, marshmallow root, wormwood, and rosemary. This is no joke. They say the best time to do vaginal steaming, because I know some of you guys are now setting your iPhone alarms. They say is after your period, and they discourage it during. I would hate to set the tampon on fire. Sorry. You should also avoid vaginal steaming if you think you're pregnant. Typically, vaginal steaming lasts for about 20 to 45 minutes. Where do you put your legs? and care should be taken to avoid using steam too close or too hot so as to not burn or irritate the sensitive vaginal tissue. You know, if I want to really steam, I live in Las Vegas. It's like 108 degrees today. It's hot. I could just sit outside in a muumuu, right, with my legs open and not wear any panties, and I think I would steam it just fine. I'd probably sunburn it too. All right, the most important thing they say is the herbs. Okay? Don't eat the marshmallow after you use it. All right. Sorry. I love marshmallows. All right. And then what else? Consulting an herbalist, physician, or pharmacist could be a good idea. And make sure the herbs you use are organic to avoid any exposure to pesticides and avoid essential oils as they could be overly potent and difficult to discern the quality of them. You guys are going to light your lilies on fire. Okay, so how do you do it? Here we go. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't want to teach you guys how to do it and then you get hurt. Okay, let me do a disclosure. Okay, I'm going to now talk about how to vaginal steam. Please, I am saying not to do it. Okay, but this is how they do it. By the way, Gwyneth Paltrow has endorsed, I guess, vaginal steaming. She says you sit on what is essentially a mini throne with a combination of infrared and mugwort steam cleanses the uterus. It is an energetic release, not just a steam douche. The treatment costs $50 for a half-hour session. According to the spa's website, leaves of the mugwort plant are boiled and steamed with flower buds, then applied to a specific area for the body for detox. The site lists so-called benefits as preventing us from tumors and stimulating the production of milk. I don't want milk coming out of my lily. Thank you. All right. Let me see. Is there anybody else talking about it? Okay, good. So we know. Congratulations, Gwyneth Paltrow. That's awesome. So they say, after you determine the best herbs to use, personally, I would love a rip-roaring dose of oregano. I really would. I like oregano. I think it tastes awesome. So, I mean, why not stick it in the orifice? They say you could boil as little or as much filtered water as you like. I guess don't try to do tap water in case there's an Enta amoeba histolytica that are just going to fly up in there. Typically, women use about 8 cups. And then, what, I know, and I probably need a little bit more volume than that. And then once the water has boiled and is cooled to where it's no longer boiling, you add about 2/3 a cup free of fresh or dried herbs. I wonder if ramen seasoning, top ramen seasoning will work. Do not add them while the water is still boiling, as this can lessen the potency of the herbs. After the herbs have steeped for about 10 minutes, pour in the ramen. No. Pour half of the contents into the bowl and proceed to squat over it or sit on a veggie stool. That's a stool with an opening in it. To maximize the steam, have a long towel or blanket that wraps around your waist. Yeah, because I wouldn't want my kids walking in on this. Making a tent around the bowl and allowing the steam to go up into the vaginal opening. To increase the absorption and effects of the herbs, you can do self-massage on your abdomen using your hands as a vibrator. Okay, sorry, guys. This was just a little too graphic for what I wanted to talk about. But I guess if you want to be popular, this is what all the popular Gwyneth Paltrow people are doing. You know, yes, I would like to be in the next Iron Man, but I think I'm going to pass with this. I think I will go for the un-oreganoed, un-marshmallow-rooted, stagnant, unbalanced cervical, uterine, pelvic body that I have. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you enjoying the Dr. Dahlia Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Dr. Dahlia Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/Dahlia. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/Dahlia. That's gcnlive.com/Dahlia.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I lived in California, you know, so I know a lot of, you know, everybody that doesn't live in California thinks all this weird stuff like vaginal steam and all that happens in California. I was born there. I mean, nobody was doing all this stuff back then. I was born in 1971. I mean, you know, it was, I mean, to me, it looked pretty normal. I mean, you had, you know, Disneyland, you had Marine World, right? Was it Marineland? You had Marineland back then. You had Zuma Beach. You could actually go to the beach and not step on a syringe. So, you know, it was pretty normal. So, yeah, I understand California has changed. And, but it's, you know, I mean, it's still, you know, I mean, it, I think it's a lot more normal than you think. All right. You know, I would be more concerned about New York City. All right. You know, I love New York City, but New York City, people don't do everything out like in the middle of public like they do in California. So my guess is if there's a lot of this weird stuff that we hear is happening in California, my guess is there's a lot of closet weird stuff being done in those buildings. I walk around New York City a lot. I love New York City. It's one of my favorite cities ever. I go there about 3-4 times a year. Right? But you always wonder going, you know what? There's all these stories. Okay? And the other thing too, which is very, very interesting. New Yorkers are very interesting because, you know, I'll be at the Holiday Inn Express and I'll be on the, I don't know, 17th floor. All right? And I can look right into offices. I can look into right into other people's houses. And nobody closes their curtains. All right? They don't care. They change. I never understood that. I'd be like, somebody can look in the window. I always close the curtains before I change or what, run around naked or whatever. And you know, New Yorkers are like, yeah, you know, we're in the building, all right, but the only people that are going to see us are the peeping Toms or the people that are, like, window watching. I don't window watch or peeping Tom. I like looking out at the city. I want to look at the view. I want to look at the buildings. But instead, you just look at somebody else on the 17th floor that's maybe, you know, I don't know, 50 feet away from you, and you can look right into their house. It's some crazy stuff, apartment. But Diet Coke, whenever I see Diet Coke, I just think of somebody in California on the beach drinking Diet Coke, maybe because of the old 80s commercials. And last week, they had a pictogram of what Coke does to you. Okay? And, you know, within, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, et cetera. Well, now we have a what Diet Coke does. And they say it, you know, because many of us are like, I'm getting fat and I'm drinking Diet Coke. Well, absolutely, Diet Coke can make you fat. So this is interesting. Niraj Naik, or Nike, a Great Britain pharmacist who runs the Renegade Pharmacist blog, has made his latest infographic that looks at what happens in the first 10 minutes, 20 minutes, etc. So a lot of this we already know because I taught you, okay? I already talked about how one Diet Coke a day could increase your risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, blood pressure, and cause weight gain. Many of us don't understand why if it's diet, it's because artificial sweeteners, whether it's regular sugar or artificial sugar, your body's going to react to it pretty similarly. So they say in the first 10 minutes, okay, it tricks your taste buds and attacks your teeth. The phosphoric acid attacks the enamel of your teeth, and the artificial sweeteners then, like aspartame, hit your system. Aspartame may trigger taste receptors and trick your body into thinking it had just processed sugar. So your body prepares for a sugar load, tells your pancreas to release insulin. The insulin surge decreases the pancreas' sensitivity to insulin. Now you're more at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. Insulin triggers your body to store more fat around the middle, and then it increases your risk of developing heart disease. So diet soda was never, you know, supposed to be the, and I know in the 80s, all the commercials, they all look skinny. Get that out of your head. Reaching for a diet soda does not make you look like those skinny 80s women. It doesn't happen anymore. Okay? At the 20-minute mark, it switches on fat storage mode. They say like Coke, it triggers your insulin, so it sends your body into fat storage mode. Data from a number of studies have also reported a greater risk of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. Why? Because of blood insulin. Your insulin saturation of the blood by the 20 minutes is complete, but there's no sugar. Now you have a lot of insulin. So your insulin now is taking, you know, as much sugar as it can because that's its job. Now you have a massive sugar low. Your body starts to make more sugar. You start to do fat storage. Okay? Now we are at, where's the 30-minute mark? Oh, it just goes right to the 40-minute mark. By 40 minutes, it says it could cause addiction. Already 40 minutes after a diet soda, you could be addicted. The potentially deadly combination of caffeine and aspartame creates a short addictive high, similar in the way cocaine works. Excitotoxins are released, which may exhaust your brains by overstimulating its neuroreceptors, especially if consumed on a regular basis. So now your blood has caffeine saturation. It switched off tiredness receptors. You have a pseudo alertness. And so now you're like, oh, yay. And then the aspartame acts as a neurotoxin. Some of you will get migraines 40 minutes after a diet soda. Some you won't. Some of you can get some neurological issues. And now we're at the 60-minute mark. 60-minute mark, your sugar's gone, your nutrients are gone, now you're hungry and thirsty for more. So when you drink regular Coke, you're going to crave sweets. With Diet Coke, you may still crave sweets, or you may crave some junk food. I do. You know, because my body, you know, the aspartame was really, really sweet. All right, so what are some alternatives to Diet Coke? Because, you know, when you drink soda pop, you're also going to dehydrate. The caffeine makes you urinate, so you lose extra fluid. They say look for stevia, a natural sweetener. That seems to be a little safer. Drink plain mineral water with fresh lime or lemon juice. So mineral water is like soda water. I can't stand soda water. But if you really need to feel bubbles, do plain. Add some lime or lemon juice or some honey. They suggest drink green tea if you want the effects of caffeine without the jitters. L-theanine in green tea is L-theanine. I don't know if it's thiamine. Is the antidote to caffeine's negative effects on the nervous system, and it also boosts alpha waves in your brain. They say you could also drink kombucha or kefir tea. They are both naturally fizzy, and kefir tea in particular can provide a dose of probiotics for promoting better digestion of your gut. That's another thing. If you guys are having bad bloating, it could be your diet soda. And then maybe buy nutritious smoothies or make them out of green vegetables and spinach and low-sugar fruits like blueberries and, you know, maybe add some coconut to it, and that kind of stuff should be healthy. So, you know, diet soda, it's no calories. And, you know, I look at it as battery acid. And listen, I drink diet soda at times when I need caffeine or when I need, you know, if I need that little sweet tooth, I'll drink it. But it's not healthy. And, you know, I'm still, and I know I can't say this as a doctor on air, I still have that eerie feeling that we're going to be told this kind of stuff causes cancer. And the one thing I have a very eerie feeling about is I'm seeing and hearing a lot more pancreatic cancer. I don't know if you guys are. And pancreatic cancer is very, very rare. But in one day, two of my patients said their mother and father, one had a mother, one had a father, had pancreatic cancer. You know, and we're still trying to figure out what happened with my mother-in-law with that as well. And they were all diabetic. So I'm like, is it the diabetes that could put you at risk for pancreatic cancer? Is it that a lot of diabetics will switch to diet soda because they're diabetic? You see? Or they switch, you know, like in Las Vegas, you could go to a buffet and they have sugar-free desserts. It's really nice. It's some of these, and it's great. So you see some, you know, key lime pie, you see whatever. And so there's sugar-free, but are these sugar-free desserts full of sweeteners? And again, we've talked about sweeteners. We've talked about the safety. There's no proof that they cause cancer, even though there was a saccharin study that looked at rats years ago and bladder cancer. But I'm just like, you know, switch it up if you can. But be careful with some of these green tea drinks. There's a lot of sugar in them. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Your IV in the hospital could be hijacked by a hacker and dosed to kill you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.